Good morning, everybody. So we start the session, the bioinformatics session, and we have some strict recommendation from the French president of the committee program. So you need to be on time. So it's our challenge today. So every speaker has 15 minutes, and after we have 3 minutes of question, and we move on. Okay. So I'm happy to introduce Teng Fei for the first talk.
Thank you for the introduction. Thanks for coming in the morning. I'm Teng Fei from Seven Bridges. Today I'm going to introduce, I'm changing that title a little bit. It's the same thing as printed. It's just to talk about how to write R tools on the NCI Cancer Genomics Cloud and introduce to a new R package called Seven Bridges. It's on my GitHub, also on Bell Conductor. So today's introduction. So outline is the first to give a quick introduction to the background, then introduce the NCI Cancer Genomics Cloud. Then introduce the R package. It's basically an API client and also a common workflow language generator, which you can describe tools and workflows inside R and output to JSON the YAML file. I can introduce later. So I may spend more time actually on the platform itself because that's important in the context. Without that, it's a little bit tricky to understand what this package is doing, actually. So the purpose of providing such a cloud service for the TCG, the cancer data, is to enable thousands of researchers to using hundreds, even more tools, and customize the tools as well to do the analysis of a petabyte data, of highly sensitive data in a secure compliant environment. We know genomic data is very sensitive, have information which can identify a person. I grabbed this table from the cancer statistics in 2015. As we can see, like it's in US actually, so you can see the bottom line is the lethal, like estimated deaths. In US, like, for males, the top three is like lung cancer, prostate cancer, colon cancer. Females, lung cancer, breast cancer, colon cancers. And what that means, like when I was giving this presentation for this slide in the past minutes, in every single minute in US, there's around 3 people diagnosed of cancer, and there's around 1 people dead of cancer. And this number actually doubles if you check the statistics from China. So there's like around 8 people diagnosed of cancer in 8 minutes, in a single minute, and 5 of them dead of cancer. So it's cancer is becoming a kind of really serious problem, sometimes feels like a chronic disease. So everybody should pay attention to. And the TCGA data we first hosted on the for NCI on the Cancer Genomics Cloud. So the TCGA is the cancer genome atlas data. It has 43 cancer types and over 2,000 metadata attributes. It's very complicated. And have over 11,000 patients. And the project lasted for like over 10 years. And I already spent $375 million on this project. So the first challenge we have is like really data transfer challenge. And I think about like it's not 2.25, I think it's a 2.5 petabyte data of TCG. And even if you have a 10 gigabytes like connections, it will take you 23 days to download your data to your local server or cluster to do the analysis. And also you have to maintain like data storage and something else like for around like $2 million. So it's really a good model when you have a huge amount of data and it's growing. So every single lab in US, they have to, if they want to do some analysis with all the data, they have to also being authorized and pulling the data back. And it's not really efficient. And also like it's a waste a lot of money. Besides that, like we have according to Omics Tools website, for the informatics tools, we have over 11,000 Omics tools. And in a single published paper, we have over 50 like tools. So sometimes it's over like 10 or maybe 50 tools used to making a single workflow, analysis workflow. It's very complicated. If you want to reproduce a paper's work, it's really hard. You need to get in the script, install everything, and get it test the data. and so it's really complicated. So R and Bell conductor is a, if you know, like it's a project. Actually, this year Bell conductor is also in Stanford in the past weekend. Bell conductor focuses only on the bioinformatics, providing like over 1,200 tools, and the CRAN have over 8,000 tools. So people just using different kind of tools for like data processing, data cleaning, statistical learning, machine learning, and to building like complicated scripts and workflows. So it's really challenging for everybody, like scientists, to share, to publish the tools in a reproducible, portable environment. So the better model would be for the huge amount of data. If data is small, you can still analyze that in your laptop. But for a huge amount of data, you can put in data in the cloud and just bring your lightweight algorithms like to the cloud and run your algorithm testing in the cloud, uploading your customized data maybe. So that would be a better model to do that. The solution is to have an integrated platforms like cloud computing for the scalability. It doesn't matter, it's like 1,000 or 1,000 samples at the same time. You don't have to be queued in your local cluster, like in a lab or in a research center. And the reproducibility, I've introduced like Docker-based approach and common workflow language. Security, TCG have open access data and control access data. And you need robust meta systems. As I mentioned, there's over 2,000 metadata fields. So you probably have to build a like, generic meta system for that. And usability, user-friendly graphic user interface. So NCI just started this 2 years ago. They started like cancer cloud like initiatives. And there are three organizations being granted for building that. It's kind of in a collaborative way. Well, one is ISB in Seattle, and I think they're working with Google right now. Also, two in Boston, one is Broad Institute, and Seven Bridges, where we work for as a company. So these three organizations trying to building like their own, using their own solutions, also collaborating together, follow some standards, and building the first like three cloud platforms for the cancer genomics data. And this URL shows cancergenomicscloud.org is the Seven Bridges is what we built, and it's just open for registration in January. So you can feel free to log in with free credits, and even we can give you more credits because NCI is funded for that. So the quick introduction for the platform, the data, we have a data overview, like you can check out the summary for all the growing cancer data. It's interactive. And a case explorer gathers case you need very quickly in a dynamic, interactive fashions. You can brushing the points and like see the down there. There's diagram seeing like missense mutations and nonsense mutations, but it says something like that. And there's on the right there's some summary saying like which gene have the most mutations in that kind of disease. For the query part, we're building based on the Sparkle, making the Sparkle query. So using this drag and drop interface, you can adding new nodes and adding properties, building really complicated query in a very easy way because it's visualized and it's very simple. You don't have to remember all the metadata fields. When you're adding, there will be give you a drop-down list showing all the available properties. And you click and adding new one, like I want to show me the, all the cases have a maybe a breast cancer, and also shows me I need all the RNA-seq data. Show me all the files with RNA-seq data and the raw data sets, something like that. I can specify like access level and the data format. And the Sparkle meta query. So I have to spend a little bit on this. So how many people use Docker before? Can you raise your hand? Okay, there's like three or four. And how about anybody you heard of common workflow language? It's like, okay, it's, two or three. Yeah, so this is kind of a tricky part right now. So Docker is kind of lightweight container, like you put it, like virtual machine with Linux, but it's much lightweight, launch really fast. You're putting every single system dependencies you need and the tools you need in the containers. And you can, doesn't matter you're using Microsoft or all the Mac OS, it always can be portable to that. And in a fully reproducible environment. But the common workflow language is kind of like how you describe this container, like If we abstract the data analysis flow, we used to have is like input tabs, input files, and we do some analysis, then output some files. So a Kotlin for language is just a wrapper like text file, a JSON YAML, specify this container like Docker information, the input files, input tabs, output files, output tabs, and the command line you're using inside, you're going to run for this container, and the parameter arguments. So that's kind of everything together is the SDK we're using. It's open SDK, open source and the free. So it's the team effort since 2014, like from J4GH, Galaxy, ASP, Curverse, 7Bridges, like also Broad is also. So the idea is like you're putting all the applications in a Docker and using CWL to describe it. And you can, so when you input OpenMatch, you can connect to form a workflow. So the tool editor, a tool editor like you can see is here, like you can describe putting information like Docker information to input outputs. This will be could be exported into JSON file. So you can connect all the nodes into a single workflow. Imagine you have like tools like application store. You drag your tools and you can form a complicated workflows, and you can share everything in a single text file with your coworkers. And they don't have to install, like usually we just share a script and tell them running down instruction. If you're using Mac OS, you do this. And if you have to install this, and install R, even that you have to specify the version of different tools. It's really hard. But with this, you can just share the single text file. The executor can execute it in the local or in the cloud. That's everything, that's all you need to do. The idea is to, you can share in the GitHub and some other third-party stores on the NCI Cancer Genomics Cloud platforms, so more people can access to your tools in a producible way and connect to the more workflows. So for the 7Bridges package, it's on GitHub. It's a basically API client for the platforms, and also the CWL generators. Has all other things like data query, metadata API stuff. For example, using the API, you're creating authentication object, and you can create a new project. You don't have to use a graphic user interface. You can automate everything, executing some task in a batch mode at a scale, and collecting the output and download to some servers. Everything could be automated in R or in Python. My package basically focuses on R. So here's some examples to adding a task and running some RNA different expression analysis. And this is the way you describe doing R, the similar interface to the tool editor on the platforms. You specify Docker information, input, output, and some input outputs, and the resources requirements like CPU memory, and the base command line you're running. And this object can be exported into JSON YAML in R, or could be pushed and run directly into the in the cloud with new data input. So you can follow us on either Bioconductor or the GitHub page. It's github.com, sbg7bridges.r is open source, so feel free to find any issues on that. So next is really just to use, we also have open source harnessing to executing this single text file locally. It will pull the Docker automatically and execute the whole flow with new data input. And if you are so you can testing on a local machine and using the same thing anywhere else, like in the cloud. The next, last half of this year, I'm going to making a single markdown which to help you create everything like Docker information in the headers, and CWL information is in a markdown header, so you don't have to learn complicated stuff. So maybe you can just executing this R markdown directly based on all the resources we need. So frequently, when you sign up, there's $100, and providing feedback, we will give you up to like $1,500. It's really for research scientists, so feel free to use and register. For the grant applications, there's 10 total projects we are like reviewing. I'll give you like 6,000 to 10,000 per project. And especially welcome the graduate students and postdoc to submit the applications. Thanks for all my colleagues at 7Bridges and also NCI for the support and the community support as well. Yeah, so that's everything. Thank you. Thank you. So, any time for questions? Yeah. Yeah. Any questions? Yes.
So I have two questions. So, why are you using TCGA data? Are you using the raw cons, which is not publicly available, because you applied for it, or RSCM cons?
Mm-hmm.
So it says all the TCGs include. So if you have a ERE common account, oh, just what kind of TCG did I have? Like, is account raw account data? It's like raw files, right? So usually, if you already have ERE common, you can log in with your ERE common account, and you will see all the control access data. If you are just registered, use your email and have no authorizations from NCI. When you log in and using the query, you can see those control access files, but you cannot really download and use it. So it's really based on your authorizations.
And what's the difference from OnCommand?
OnCommand.
OnCommand, it is a website which you can skim through the TCGA data and as well as other things.
So. Oh yeah, I know some other platforms like organization producing this like TCG summary information. I think the major difference is like it have a computing, cloud computing backend, so it's just not a query or data access anymore. It's building on Google or Amazon, like you can directly executing any workflows. Like you putting a query to your data and just directly import it to your project and executing some pipeline. So there is a computational platform in the same thing. Yep. Yep. Any other questions?
We have time for one more question.
Yes.
Is it possible to use other data sets in your tool?
Oh, yes, exactly. So the TCG is one of the public tools. We are even putting more public public data set. We are even uploading more public like cancer data set, adding into the public repos. You can always uploading your own, like we have also 1,000 genome, and you can also uploading your own files to the platform to run it. You don't have to use TCGA. Yeah. All right, thank you.
Okay, thanks again.